B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades in your vehicle while you wait, see better, and drive safer with O'Reilly.
Felicity.
Hi.
How can we help you, madam?
Well, okay, so I met this dude on Match.com. We were talking online, y'all. It was like clear chemistry. And we set up a date. And this fool didn't show up. And I'm pissed. And I want to know why.
Oh, shoot. So it's not a second date update. It's a what happened to my first date update.
It was chemistry, y'all, okay? Like, it was clear chemistry.
It was chemistry by what? You didn't even go on a date. You didn't meet the guy.
Yeah, but you know, when you meet somebody, you have chemistry when you're talking to them.
I'm sorry, Felicity. It's just usually I ask people, like, what do you think you did or said? Or do you think they might have interpreted something on the date that made them not feel you? But if you didn't go on a date with a guy, I don't even know what to ask you.
Like, I want to know why he didn't show up.
Okay, now...
Oh, why are y'all laughing? Why do y'all think that's funny?
No, I don't think it's funny. I just want to know, do you want us to ask him for a date with you, or do you just want to know why he didn't show up and leave it at that? Or do you still want to do the date?
Okay, I didn't plan it that far, but that's a good question. Like, why didn't he show up?
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Matt, we will give him a call for you next,
like,
okay?
And let me just say something, guys. I don't get stood up. Like, I don't do that. Like, I need to understand. Something happens, something doesn't seem right.
Okay.
And if he's an asshole, then no, I don't want another date. But if it's like he got hit by a car, I don't know, then okay, maybe.
Okay. Listen, we'll give him a call for you next, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mike?
Who's this?
Mike, it's the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain why we're calling. It's a good reason why we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody who wants to, we want to make you an offer, a nice offer.
Okay. I don't really know what's going on, but what's up?
Okay. So basically what we're doing, we're just calling you to see if you want to go out on a date with this girl. I'm going to tell you her name, and if you say yes, we will pay for whatever restaurant you'd like to go to.
What's her name?
So her name is Felicity, and apparently you
No. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Wait, okay. So if you don't have to do the day if you don't want to, but can you tell us why? Because she said that you had a date.
No, you know what? I got to go.
Just can you tell us why? She said you had a date set up with her and you blew her off.
She never gets stood up, guys. She said.
Guys, I don't want no trouble in my life. I don't know if she's still seeing somebody else, but I really don't. I don't have time for this stuff. This is like, especially now it's on the radio. I don't know who's listening to this. I can't talk about this.
Is she seeing somebody else?
Yeah, somebody. I got jumped.
You got jumped? What? Yes.
All right. So I'll tell you the story. So she said she likes hip hop and R&B, and she said one of her favorite bands was Boys to Men.
Yeah.
So I was like, I play guitar. I dab a little bit. I'm like, you know what? When I come pick her up, I'm going to play the guitar and sing I'll Make Love to You, because that was my plan. You know how I pop off. I go to her place. I get like two words into the song, and some dude just jumps me from behind. So I have my guitar. I'm worried about my glasses. But he basically like just beat the shit out of me.
Sorry, it's not
this
funny.
Dude, like... this dude was like kicking my ass, like, and I don't know who, if it's her ex-boyfriend or a husband or something. I don't want anything to do with her. She's got her own issues. I had to go to the hospital. I think I might have a concussion.
Oh my god,
Mike, Felicity's on the phone and she's hearing what you're saying. We can get the answer from her, hopefully.
She's on the phone.
Yes.
Are you okay? Like. I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm not okay. My head still hurts. I got, like, a black eye.
Oh, God.
Felicity, who's the guy?
I mean, I was waiting for you. I didn't see nobody outside. I was looking out the window the whole time.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you were asleep because I came at 8, like you said, and all of a sudden I got a fist.
Okay, wait, Mike. Hold up. Mike, what address did you go to? Where did you go? What's the address?
I got to look up on my phone. Hold on one second. Well, what's your address?
What address did you go to, man? Look on your phone.
I went to 117 Street.
That's the wrong address.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mike. Are you serious right now?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mike, you went to what you thought was Felicity's house and got your ass kicked.
I'm pretty sure. Yo, the guy beat the shit out of me. He looked like Thor. Do you have any exes that look like Thor that are big as that dude?
My ex-boyfriend is like 5'6" or something. Like a 90-pound version of Kevin Hart with no muscles and no money.
So whoever beat the crap out of you was not connected to Felicity. So that's good.
All right. I guess that's a win.
Okay. So now are you willing to see Felicity again?
I will, but you come to me. I'm not going to your house. That's your name. I don't know who's walking around your neighborhood anyway.
No, because he's saying I got to come to him and all that. I'm not doing
that. Wait, you're
saying
no now?
What?
Guys, come on. It's the first date, and he's, like, serenading me on the first date. It's too soon.
I'm trying to be f***ing romantic. God damn.
Why don't you do this, Mike? Go get that guitar and sing on the radio for everybody.
First, I get my ass kicked by some f***ing Herb. Now this bitch
he said
who
Herb.
Calls you guys and call me for a date wants to reject me because I tried to be romantic. F*** this shit. I'm out.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.